from Bradford that were going to send us to Leicester. Now, the doctor said he wouldn't make Leicester. So the phone leads up again and said, you need to get a bed for this child. Now, we were in on Ward 51 for a month. Now, 2 weeks of that, they were deciding what to do with Albie because he was such a complex character. And then he came through the other side of it and he's thriving. Now, when we came out, we decided we needed to raise some money. So we put on the Albie's Love Heart Ball back in February at Aspire in Leeds. And out of that, we raised £31,500. So it was a good start, but we still need to raise a lot more money. Even £10 goes a long way in here. It goes from psychiatrists seeing parents to TVs to you name it. The money is spent on the kids.
And great to have raised so much money, and great that he's doing so well now, but it must have been a real shock when you first heard what was wrong with him.
It was very, very hard. We were rushed in. My wife was taken in the Embrace ambulance, and she was the first one to arrive. And then when I came here, we were tucked into a side room. And that room, believe you me, you've never felt four walls become so small and close you in. To be told, if you want to get your son christened, get him christened, the likelihood he may die. But we soon learned that they told you the worst case scenario and then builds up from there. And the staff and the charity, they just all come around you and you think you won on your own until you're involved. And there's loads of people. They give you a room so you're not having to think of places to stay. They are just so accommodating, but without the money, there is none of it. With the new theatres that we are putting in, I can't remember the complete figure, but they're a lot of money. It would stop, like, Albie had to travel to the other end of the LGI to go have some tests done, and he had to go with oxygen, porters and a nurse, and that takes a lot of resources away from the ward. Now with these new theatres, they can all be done in one place just around the corner. And having to not have nurses away from the ward for an hour, because believe you me, it takes a long time to get to the other side of the building. It will be a fantastic resource.
So a lot of time saved and a lot less upheaval as well?
Definitely. Absolutely, definitely. A lot less upheaval. Time saved. And the hybrid theatre, from what I can understand, is going to be absolutely out of this world.
And clearly you don't want any families to have to go through what you've had to, but if they do have to, you want to at least make sure that they've got the facilities they need.
Yeah, definitely. You want to be reassuring people that when we came in here, all the families saw us come in, and then they literally huddled around me and said, it will be okay. He will pull through this. And you think, you don't know what you're on about. But they do. They do pull through. And it's thanks to the amazing staff and the work from the charity and everybody donating money that it can happen. And nobody's going to have to face the decision of whether to have to go to Leicester or the place he's staying. We've got the new theatres coming. It's going to be very, very good.